there, this is Erin Nicole, and you're listening to the Move Happy Movement podcast. On this show, I interview people from all over the world. Sometimes I do spirit-led sermons from my divine. Sometimes I share music with you that I create, the Holy Spirit inspires through me to help you to learn that you can be empowered to find happiness from within. And I am on my way to a brand new hike. I'm very excited. This was recommended from someone that I was dining with. Never been there, a little variety in my day. And the Holy Spirit said, I want you to open up your phone and talk about the competitive edge of a winner. So the first thing that came to mind is, and this is me not getting political, but getting political. So take what you love, leave what you don't, and hopefully you leave with some golden nuggets. Winners. Competitive winners that take first place. It doesn't matter the industry. Sports, music, whatever. They don't focus on losers. They don't compare themselves to the losers, to cheaters. They don't announce anything about the competitors. They speak the truth. They let it be known, and then they move on and move forward if they need to speak the truth. Otherwise, they stay focused on how they can make improvements themselves. I'm thinking very specifically on Michael Jordan, and there was some kind of a quote that he said, I never compare myself to others. I'm always comparing myself to how I can be better than the last time I was on the court. Same exact thing I learned when I was in an elite music group in high school with Mr. Krause. I can't wait for people to see him in the flesh and for him to be honored for everything that he has done in his 30 plus years of teaching legacy that he has established in the United States of America. He got to be a part of my 12th alternative therapy that I executed live in person, very exclusively for rich people to connect during the pandemic. It was in 2020, and it was the first ever charged event. We're still in process of developing the therapy, and he was my honorary guest. He got to meet one of the top security professionals that protects our presidents of the United States of America, and I didn't even know who that person was, because he didn't talk about that particular part of his associations. He had it available on his profile and whatnot on social media where we had connected, but I didn't, at that time, I was still new. I was a three-year-old when it came to smart technologies. I was a preschooler when it came to smart tech. I didn't know about doing my due diligent research. I knew he was a veteran. I knew he was a first responder at one point, and I liked his nonprofit, and so I had invited him along with many other people. My first executed one, either the week or 2 weeks before that, was successful. I did it for free, and we had people from three continents represented. Three different continents, time zones. People moved their schedules for me, including a number one actress of Netflix 2019 from the TV show or Netflix show that was voted number one of 2019 was in attendance. She was bad with her time zone. I put it specifically in the subject line. So we were all waiting for her to show up, and she was an hour plus late. That's all right. She did show up, and she did get to meet everyone that was a part of the first event. So I knew it was going to be successful. So I wanted to make the second one, where I was going to charge people money, I wanted it to be even better than the first one, because I was going to be dealing with people that have access to a lot of money, and I didn't know what to price it, so I just priced it for some people, and I gave some people free seats. No big deal. I'm so excited. I'm so freaking excited, because I didn't make any grand promises. I was very specific in the advertising, and I only sent it via email. I didn't even pay for advertising. Yeah. That's how strong my network was in 2020, and it's still strong. There are many people that have lost access to my network because they've made poor choices. That makes me even stronger, and that makes my network even stronger, because I had to learn how to trim the fat in my associations, as one of my guests on the podcast in 2021 had coined the term on the show. Winners. Competitive edge of a winner. You don't need to waste your energy, time, and space speaking about losers. Here are some tips that Mr. Krause trained us in high school that I remember to this day. I'll be 37 in like 16 days or so, or I'm bad with math, 9 days. And I still remember when I was 14, 15, 16, and 17, the immersive training that I got to spend with this man that got us first place in every contest in 3 years, except for one. We got second, and that wasn't his fault. That was our fault as sophomores. So, some things that he would say. First thing off the bat, competitive edge. He'd have these little bumper sticker coined terms or stories he'd tell us. Say, if it's easy, and he'd say, our number one competitive other choir in another school district, because we were the best in our district, so he couldn't compare us to our district. He had to compare us to the richest high-income school district's choir in another area in Washington. Lakes High School was our number one competitive choir, and he would say stories like, at our contest a few years ago, I remember I asked the adjudicators why we got second place. I asked them very specific questions. What could we do differently next time? What was missing that you would have liked to have heard more from? And they said the only thing that they missed was enunciating a T on one of the words in the whole song, and that was what cost them first place. So he learned every time he went to a competition with his choirs, he learned how to make improvements for the next year's choir and the next year's and the next year's and the next year's. And when I got to be with him, I think he was teaching for like 25 years. So he wasn't a spring chicken. He was well-rounded. He had trained. He had built relationships with all of the adjudicators. And he loved to help us win first place without cheating, doing it ethically, without breaking any rules or laws. That's what real winners do. Cheaters never prosper. So the competitive edge of a winner means that you got to be willing to put extra time in. You got to be willing to practice when other people in other competitive groups might be doing other things. You might have to sacrifice time with your family. I know I did. Every weekend, anytime there was a game in Seattle, either basketball, football, or baseball, we were working. My parents didn't have the money to pay for my trips, but they had their time. Mr. Krause sacrificed his family time also, because he was at all of these games, fundraising events, on the weekends. He took the month of July off. We all took the month of July off from each other to spend time with our families. But otherwise, we spent 3 hours in the month of August. And in Washington State, where I grew up, school doesn't start till Labor Day weekend usually in September. Usually like the weekend before or the weekend after, which is like right around the first week of September. So we had the whole month of August, Monday through Friday. There's 5 weeks in August. We had Monday through Friday, 3 hours a day of intensive practicing. We would get our set, though, for a lot of our songs and our dances at the College of the Siskiyous in Weed, California, which was a $500 camp. We fundraised. He made sure that money was never an excuse. He wanted the best of the best elite musicians from the junior highs, and you got extra points if you were a part of the music company as a sophomore to your junior year if you wanted to do it again the next year, because he established leadership within our group so that he wasn't doing everything. He knew how to delegate. That's what winners do. In order to have a competitive edge, if you're a leader in a space, it doesn't matter what industry, you don't try to do it all yourself. You find people that can be, for example, if you're the president of the United States of America, you're going to have your advisors. I believe it's called your chamber. 6 people you get to elect to be in your corner that you can ask advice from. You want to make sure the leaders that are close to you in your circle are trustworthy, ethical, and have skills and strengths that you don't have. That's being the competitive person and having a competitive edge against the competition. You have to be willing to sacrifice time. You have to understand the chain of command, just like the military does. They do a great job. All I'm familiar with really is the United States military. I imagine similar things are in other nations as well. You have established levels of authority. A person that's brand new into the military more than likely is not going to have as much power and weight in decision making as someone that has been in for a lot longer, that is responsible for more soldiers, airmen, seamen, whatever, men or women, people, persons that are protecting their borders or protecting other countries and whatnot, whatever your assignment is. The chain of command means that you respect the authority that's established over you, whether or not you like them. And I love that about our military. But, and I say a very big but, we have laws to protect against a government that is not for the people. In the last 3 years, I have witnessed it personally in my businesses and many other people's businesses and their personal lives. My personal safety was sold out because there are many people that decided to fill their own bank accounts, tried to have me killed, and then tried to just, and did successfully, steal from me my network, my connections, my therapies, copying illegally, remotely, in my own devices and hiding it in the trash can, my music, my first EP. They were going to copy it and make it valued at $0 instead of the $15 million that I was going to sell it for as an NFT and gift 100% to all of the 100 volunteers in 34 countries that helped grow my nonprofit ministry for free. My husband and I discussed how we could do this ethically and make sure that I wouldn't be breaking any laws in case people got stupid with the big checks they were going to be receiving. And that's okay, because everything happens for a reason. And my nation is going to correct the wrongs October 17th, 2023. We are going to be reminded, all of us together, that we are one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. I'm going to pay for my thing here for a second. Hello.
How are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Doing great. Okay, I can't take a card.
Oh.
If you don't have cash, so I can send you up to the visitor center.
Okay, cool.
So just head up the hill and they'll take care of you up there.
Thank you, hon.
Have a nice day.
You too, hon. See? I love it. Good communications. Competitive edge of a winner. I love winning, but I won't compete if I believe that a contest is rigged for rich, snotty brats that don't know how to play nice. The competitive edge of a winner means that you know when to bow out, when it's no longer a contest, but it's just a show of fake people creating fake stories and a fake contest so that they can keep money in their pockets instead of caring about the citizens that they're responsible for. I still believe in my nation. I still believe in the United States of America, and I believe in the laws that have been established hundreds of years ago. I don't know the exact date, but I know that there are laws established that if the government is no longer for the people, that the people are able and legally allowed to make citizens' arrests of those that have been harming citizens that they should be protecting. I don't desire for any more harm, any more deaths, anybody else to disappear in my nation or around the world that doesn't have to. I believe there's going to be a big turnaround coming October 17th, and I can't wait I cannot wait for that meeting to take place. My mom, oh my goodness, she's going to be in the room. I can just picture her right now. Oh my goodness. She's going to be so excited. She's going to be nervous, but she's not going to say it out loud, but I'm a good reader of people's emotions. She sacrificed so much time, and my father, spiritually, he will be there from heaven. He will be present in that room. And my husband, that I haven't heard from in over a year, will be present in that room. He and I will be holding hands, and the man that got bought out from the Democratic Party will apologize to my husband for disrespecting the oath that he swore, and we're going to forgive him because that is how we operate in my faith system. I will be crowned as the winner of the Global Mental Health Ambassadorship. I will be crowned as Chief Spiritual Officer of the United States of America. And together, all of the presidents, the first wives that are alive, all of them will be in that space, along with Oprah Winfrey, Tony Robbins, Sage Robbins, my pastor Joel Osteen and Victoria Osteen, Beyonce Knowles, and Jay-Z, her husband. And a very special guest will be honored as well, the U.S. Marine veteran that encouraged me to share Move Happy and keep on sharing it when he got to experience what it was like in the original program, because he was my patient. We will all take a promo photo, and all of us at the same time on October 17th will post it on all our social media channels. No one will ever be able to discredit me ever again. I've already created 21 alternative therapies in 10 years with the most powerful rich people in the world over the last 3 years stealing from me, blocking emails, and trying their best to keep me from winning by breaking their own rules that they established in the contest. Imagine how many more therapies I can release in the world that will be profitable to the United States of America when all political parties support me, respect me, and treat me as the asset that they should for the United States of America. And my husband and I will be giving 10% of any money coming through our bank accounts by the time I'm 40 years old. I'll be 37 on the 26th of June this year, 2023. So by the time I'm 40 years old, we will only keep 10%, and we will be the established leaders of giving to others, giving to the poor, giving to whomever the Holy Spirit assigns us to give to help others in need, starting priority-wise in the United States. And if the Holy Spirit desires for us to give other nations money, great. But priority of the money will be gifted to homeless people, to those struggling with hunger, to men that have been homeless on the wait list for 3 years or longer, that are sleeping in the woods. We're going to find ways to get them housing, treat them with dignity, especially if they're veterans. We're going to turn this nation around. and I'm going to make you guys look so good. I'm going to make our leadership look so flipping good. I'm so excited. All right, the Holy Spirit's like, tell him. Beyonce has said yes. Woo! She has said yes to Resiliency Queen. It's going to be a trio with one of my dear friends that I've known since I was 11 years old. Can I say her name, Father? He said yes. Natasha Thurman. Her maiden name, Gilman, daughter of a United States Air Force veteran, daughter of a mother from South Korea. Oh, I'm so excited. I'm so excited. I don't know what her faith system is now, if she identifies as the same, but when we were young, she taught me about Buddhism. And I got to go visit her temple. She got to visit my church. We never judged each other. We never tried to convert each other. We were in choir and band. We were in the advanced band when I was 11 years old. My first year in public school when my dad was diagnosed with cancer, this was something to keep my mind on positive things, to look forward to every day. I got to show up late to the elementary every single day without getting in trouble because I was an advanced musician. And I got to meet her there. We played the flute together. We were in choir together in seventh grade, second semester. My first semester, I was in a remedial reading class. But the remedial reading class sucked because it was a bunch of loud, rowdy kids, and I couldn't concentrate because I probably have ADD. I've never been diagnosed with it, but I had to plug my ears so I could remember what I was reading because I would just absorb all of their conversations and what I was reading, and I couldn't remember anything that I read. Extremely neglected. Extremely neglected. But that's okay. That's okay. My mother and my father did the best that they could with the amount of money that they had available. Best parents anybody could have asked for. And woo, Resiliency Queen is going to be a huge hit that's going to hit all around the world with Beyonce and my friend of childhood. And I can't wait. I can't wait. I can't wait. Can I share the other news, Father? He said, yes, Jay-Z and Jermaine Dupri are going to produce the song. Ow! Oh my gosh, I can't wait for October's meeting to take place. Whew! All right, he's saying, what are you saying, Lord? Tell him about Tony Robbins. What about Tony Robbins? Tony Robbins is going to interview me on a separate time. We're going to be sitting in blue chairs. I had this vision a few months ago. He's going to interview me and broadcast it. No. He's going to broadcast it on TBN? Ah! XM Radio, iHeart Radio, NBC, ABC, CBS. What? Oh my gosh. I can't wait for October's meeting. All right. I gotta calm it down. Back to reality. Back to light. Back to reality. Okay. Please recognize if you wrote that song. I'm not profiting off of this podcast yet. So don't come after me with your lawsuits yet. or ever. Okay. So this episode is all about the competitive edge of a winner. You have to be willing to sacrifice and have tenacity. If you are believing for something that's going to be your position of authority, that you have won something, people in your corner might not understand it. Because if the vision has been revealed to you, it's been revealed to you and no one else. So you have to have an undeniable faith, an unstoppable faith that what you are doing is going to benefit all parties. And keep speaking it into existence. I can't wait for October's meeting. The Holy Spirit is such a supernatural, beautiful, gracious, loving deity that is the Lord above all lords and desires for me and my friends. Whew. desires for all of my associations to be blessed. So those that get cut out of the circle, I will be very intentional about it. If the Holy Spirit tells me that someone is no longer in the circle, they are no longer welcome for either political party. Because the Holy Spirit is in charge of it all. And I need everybody in the United States of America to trust my intuition. All right. If you desire to know this Father that I know, thank you. Thank you very much for listening to this special podcast episode of the Move Happy Movement podcast titled The Competitive Edge of a Winner. This is my call to action for you. If you're driving right now and it's safe to pull over somewhere and park, please close your eyes and bow your head with me and repeat after me. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you for this opportunity to have a relationship with you. I can't earn it. I can't buy it. All I can do is believe that you've saved me from all my sins. You've washed them away and you've forgotten about them. And you give me a chance to start fresh today. So I ask that you come into my heart and never leave my side. Thank you. In your name, I pray. Amen. If you just prayed that prayer for the first time, we want to welcome you to the family. Woo! Welcome. And we want to encourage you at Erin Nicole Ministries to get plugged into a Bible-based church and keep God first place. If you have another faith system, we respect it, and we won't try to convert you. But recognize that in my household, we worship the Father, His Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, 3 in 1. All right, guys, at this time, we can't accept any donations, tithes. You can't purchase anything until the contract that the man signed is up, October 17th. So instead, I would love it if you would call your governor, your senator, your mayor, your House of Representatives, your Secretary of State's office, all of your chief of the police, chief of the fire, chief of the, if there is a chief of the state troopers, the sheriffs, you know, the top dogs, if you will, and let them know that you desire for Erin to be voted in, sworn in as the global mental health ambassador of the United States and the world, and the first ever chief spiritual officer of the United States of America. The Holy Spirit saying, tell them my salary for chief spiritual officer will be $1 million, U.S. dollars, $1 million. And like I said before, when I turn 40, I'm only keeping 10%. So we might have more monies coming through the ministry from donations. My husband and I will only be keeping 10% from my 40th birthday forward for all monies that we have coming through. That means that any political party's tech experts can have access all the time to our banking information, and we expect and desire that for to keep us accountable, but also to protect against any potential scam artists or anybody that's, you know, messing with our bank's stuff. And this will be an established ministry similar to, but bigger, the Holy Spirit told me, than Billy Graham's ministry. I believe he was in ministry for 50 years. And I learned a lot from all the trainings that my mom went through and the conversations that my grandmother had with her and my father. This is going to be history making in all textbooks around the globe. What's going to happen? I'm very excited. I'm very honored for this opportunity. And I'm committing. I'm committing to my nation and the world to continue to grow into a more loving, wise human being and to keep myself humble. And in order to do that, I have to be the example. of what a true woman is supposed to be. And that means that my husband will be head of household. And I will remind everyone that he's the head. God the Father is in the center of our relationship. But my husband makes final decisions. So if any of our events, any of the therapies, anything that we do in the public, if my husband says that someone is not allowed to be there, that's the final say. I trust his judgment. As long as people are playing nice and don't try to cause harm to anyone in our nation or any humans or children, especially children, they will be welcome, whatever their faith system is. We're in alignment with the United States military chaplain standards. The Holy Spirit's speaking through me right now. I will have an honorary chaplain certificate through all military branches. Okay, it'll be done October 17th. Can't wait for that meeting. All right, guys, don't forget to tell someone you love them today. And we'll see you next time.